Okay, we are on Kuf Hey Amud Beis, and we are at the bottom of the Amud. We mentioned last time that anyone who is misatzel be'spedei shel chacham ro'i l'kovrei b'chayov deserves to be buried alive, so to speak. And the Gemara says about 5-6 lines in the bottom, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yechon kol misatzel be'spedei shel chacham. Einei marach yomim, and this is midah keneged midah. Shneimer b'sasa b'shulcha tirivena. This pasuk is a pasuk which the Gemara uses in several places to tell us that after the word sasa is miloshen saw, so it refers to when a particular measure of crime has been committed. Then Hashem punishes, or in this case, Hashem is going to punish measure for measure. Now, the Tzitzis Yishonim at the bottom of the Amud and the previous Gemara tells us that the Bnei Yisrael were lax in delivering a proper hesped for Yahushua. Oops. In delivering a proper hesped for Yahushua. The Tzitzis Yishonim says, Mishum Dalei Ashkon Dechsev Bei Veyivku Eisei Shloshim Yoyim Kumai B'Moshev Aaron. It doesn't say that they cried like it says by the Patira of Moshe and Aaron. So when it came to the Hesped of Yeshua, they were somewhat lax. And we're saying that someone who is Misatzel Vespei the Shochachem, so then they're not going to have Arichas Yamim, and that's considered to be Mida Keneged Mida. What's Mida Keneged Mida? Because, and by the way, just to explain, the Mefarshim say, what does it mean that you're Misatzel Behespede Shochacham? It means that if a person died young, in other words, some say that once a person has reached the age of 70 years old, as we know, the pasuk says that Shneisim Shal Adam Shivim Shana Vim Begvureis Shmeinim Shana. So once a person has reached the age of 70, that's at least considered to be a lifetime. Meaning, there's even a Chassam Sefer who writes that a person should say a Shechiyano. I think the meaning is to say it without Shema Malchus. Once you've reached 70 years old, because that is considered to be the basic years of a person. Obviously, one hopes to live ad me'ev asim shana. But once a person's lived to the age of 70, so then it's not considered that the life was cut short as such. But if a person did not reach the age of 70, and they didn't have a reiches yamim, so then one should be maspid properly. Now, Yeshua, thank you so much, Shkav. Yeshua did not live till the age of 120. He only lived to the age of 110, which was younger than the normal amount in those times. And Klal Yisrael were not maspid him properly. And the Gemara is saying that if you're not maspid a person properly, so then you will not get Arichas Yamim. So, Frank the Gemara Eisvei, Nebchir Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, the Bozek says, V'yavdu Ames Hashem, that the nation serves Hashem, Kol Yimei Yahushua, the Kol Yimei Haskeinim Asher Herichu Yomim, meaning that the nation served Hashem all the days of Yeshua, and all the days of the elders who merited and who enjoyed longevity. So clearly what we're saying over here, these the Kainim, who were, you know, the contemporaries, the ones who lived, and perhaps they were the Talmidim of Yeshua, they had Arichas Yomim. And if we're saying that there was a taina against Klal Yisrael, they were not maspid Yeshua karoi, they didn't eulogize him properly, so why did these kainim have arichas yamim? So it's a kash on what you're saying. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yechon said to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Bavloi, you Babylonian, yamim erichu, shanim la'erichu. And the pasuk says that they had Arichas Yamim, it's referring to Yamim, but not Shanim. So if you look at Rashi says, Yamim Erichu, Shekali Yimei and the Taiv, the Chosh of Arichas Yamim, So there's a difference between the quality and the quantity of one's life. So the fact that it says that they had arichas yamim, but doesn't necessarily mean that they had arichas in their shanim. So frag the Gemara Kasha, lema'ata, leman yirbu yameichem, v'yamei v'neichem. If a person, ishrema turn mitzvahs, it says, leman yirbu yameichem, v'yamei v'neichem, does it also only mean that you will have arichas yamim, but you will not have arichas in your shanim? Are we going to say such a thing? That the Gemara says, bracha shayni. There's a difference between just stating a fact about what happened to this Canaan that they had arichas yamim, and actually when a bracha is being given to Klal Yisrael, when a bracha is being given, it's given graciously, magnanimously, in the biggest way possible, and therefore even though it only mentions the word arichas yamim, leman yirbu yameichem, nevertheless it refers to all types of bracha, both in yamim and in shanim and so on. The Amr of Chiyah bar Abba, Amr of Yechon, Echad min ha'achin shemeis, if one of the brothers die, yid'agu kol ha'achin kulan, so all of the brothers should worry, so to speak. Says Rashi, yiru min ha'miso, they should be fearful of death. So the Mepharshim say the reason why is because to the extent that midas hadin is kind of awakened and evoked and outstretched against someone in the family, so then all the family members should be concerned. So yidagu kol achin kulan, and so too echad mibnei chabura shemeis tidag kol chabura kula, meaning you're part of a chabura to the extent that you're part of a chabura, and so midas hadin has been manifest against one of the members of the chabura, and you're all united, therefore everyone should be concerned. So tidag kol chabura kula. So, Amri la de meis gadol, va Amri la de meis katan. Some say it's if the gadol dies. Some say if it's the katan dies. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says de meis gadol yesh lidaig hoyel v'shal to midas hadin bereish habayis. Meaning if it's the gadol of the bayis, so midas hadin hit the gadol of the bayis, and that's a siman that everyone else should be fearful. Whereas according to this lashon, if midas hadin hit the smaller person, so then the greater one doesn't need to be fearful. And others say, no, the base cotton should be klala maschilim in a cotton. When it comes to klala, sometimes you start from the most mild and you work your way up and so on. Al-Kalpanim, that's the Gemara saying that there is this constant midas adin which is outstretched, and therefore one needs to be mafash, which reminds the Rambam brings this in the halacha where the Rambam says that if a person sees that there are yisurin which are taking place and the person just turns a blind eye to it, the person just doesn't think about it, says the Rambam, that you are being an achzari on yourself, you've been cruel on yourself, because to the extent the bad things have happened, it's supposed to give you a wake-up call that you need to be mefash bishma masecha, you need to do teshuvah. And then the Rambam says, "Echad min ha'chabura shemeis, tidag kol ha'chabura." If one of the brothers or one of the chabura die, then that is a sign that you need to inspect your ways. Okay. Now let's just go back to the Mishnah and remind ourselves what we saw in the Mishnah. So let's again back in the Mishnah on Kuf Hamad Beis, we said, "Akareh b'chamasei." So we spoke last time about those first two cases. If a person tore Kriya in a state of anger, or they tore Kriya for one of their relatives, so the Mishnah said that you are potter. Now, the Gemara in the middle of the page said our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon. That's the way the Gemara explained our Mishnah. And in the next case of the Mishnah is V'chol ha'mekalkalin peturin. Anyone who does an act of destruction, so that there's no chiyuv Shabbos, there's no chiyuv chatas, there's no chiyuv misa, if the act is destructive. The malachas are considered to be constructive acts, not destructive acts. Fine. So that's what we're going to examine and look at now. So, Zakta Gemara, V'chalam HaKalkon B'Turdin, Tani Rabbi Avayu Kameid Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Avayu said over a brice in front of Rabbi Yechanan, which said, Kolam HaKalkon B'Turdin, Chutz Michoy V'lom Avir. There's an exception to this rule. Meaning, if a person does a chavala, gives a wound, or they burn something, they torch something, so even though those are destructive acts, those acts are mechayev you. Now, says Rashi, where do we actually see this? Rashi says, three lines down, chayvel, chutz mechayvel, ba'adam, lumekalkal, if a person punches someone on Shabbos, let's say, the chayiv, you're chayiv for Shabbos. What's my proof? It's not because the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, Potter, it says, Potter Mikula, and you're Potter from all of the payments, Mipnei, Shinidin Menavshe, because the person is Machuyev Misa. Why are you Machuyev Misa? Because you're Machal Shabbos, and you're Machal Shabbos, and you're going to be killed. And to the extent that there's going to be Mises Bezdin, so we say, come lay b'der abamine. So it must be, says Rashi, to explain where this brice of Rabbi Avayu says that if a person does an act which is a destructive act, but if an example that is Chavala Yechayiv, and that what can I do? It's a mission in Baba Kama, which says you give a Chavala to your friend on Shabbos, you're part of Natashlovin, because Yechayiv Misa, so it must be the Yom Chuyiv, so that is the Raya for Chayval. What about Mavir? It says Rashi, a similar Rai. We find a source in Baba Kama. It says, Mavir is a Godish. If a person burns down a Godish, a haystack, Mekalkohu, that is also considered to be an act of destruction. You're Mekalko, V'chayiv, and you're Chayiv, Kidisnan, V'hu, Shehidlik, as Hagodish, Potter, Minatashlum, Imamation, Ida Benashi. So once again, we see the person is exempt from the financial payment because they're Mechuyev Misa. So again, going back to the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Avayu Kameid Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Avayu said over a Braisa. In front of Rabbi Yechanan, Kol, Amekalkal, and Peturin, Chutz Michoyev, L'Mavir. Anyone who does a destructive act on Shabbos is Potter, with the exception of Chavala, with the exception of torching something. And L'Chare is right because he's got a source from the Mishnah Baba Kama. Amalei, to which Rabbi Yechanan responded to him and said, Puk Tani Labra. Take your Braisa and take it outside the base medrash. Meaning you cannot rely on your Braisa. Your Braisa is incorrect. Puk Tani Labra. Chayvelu Ma'aver Eina Mishnah. This Braisa which you've said is incorrect. There's no such Mishnah. Rashi says Eina Mishnah. De im mekalkalu potter. We know categorically, like our Mishnah tells us, kol on the kalkal in paturin. Anytime you do an act of kilkal, you are potter. The malachas of Shabbos have to be constructive, not destructive, and therefore kol on the kalkal in paturin, and therefore your brace is incorrect. The im tzimtzalim a Mishnah, and if you'll somehow find a source, you'll find the brace, which actually says this, that indeed this brace will have been learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabchia and Rabbeisha. In which case, you'll tell me it is an authoritative braisa. If you find such a source, we will say, Chayvel, Bitzarech lekalboy, and Mavir, Bitzarech leEfroy. It's not stam a case where you whack someone, or where you torch something. That's Kolam HaKalkal Paturin, like our Mishnah, you're definitely going to be potter. What will we say that case must mean, where you are doing something constructive? Meaning you decide, you know, I'm going to go ahead and hit this person so that the fellow bleeds because I would like to use the blood. The blood will come in handy for my dog. My dog would like to lick the blood, or I need some ashes, and therefore I'm going to torch this godish, this haystack to get ashes. So v'im tzimtzalim a mishnah chayvo b'tzarch lekalboy mavir b'tzarch leefroy. Let's just see the Rashi. Rashi says, "Betzarech l'dam hayetzim in a chavala l'kalbay." The mekalkalu etzel nechabal, granted you are mekalkal, you're doing something destructive regarding the fellow who got injured, misakenhu etzel akelev, it's considered to be an act of tikkun regarding the kelev. So that will be the only way that I, Rabbi Yechon, will be willing to concede that it's possible to say that you could have a case of chavala and havara where you'd be chayiv on. Fine. Freg the Gemara Kasha, Vonan Tanan, Kolomakalkal Batsur. The Gemara is now going back to Rabbi Avoyu and saying, look, you, Rabbi Avoyu, you presented a brisa, stam, and you said that if you're chayiv olamaver, you're going to be chayiv. But didn't we learn categorically in the Mishnah that Kolomakalkal in Batsurin? And that L'chari seems to imply all cases. So L'chari is a Kasha on Rabbi Avoyu. So we say Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda Brisa Rabbi Shimon. We will say our mission is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Brisa is going like Rabbi Shimon. So this is very interesting. Usually we've had up until now in the Masechta, we've had several instances where Rabbi Yehuda has been the Machmir in Hilchos Shabbos, and Rabbi Shimon has been the Mako. Rabbi Yehuda asks by Davishin and Miskavin, and Rabbi Shimon matters by Davishin and Miskavin. Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir by Malachishin Tzrich Legufa, and Rabbi Shimon is Mekel by Malachishin Tzrich Legufa. Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir by Mukta, and Rabbi Shimon Lesley Mukta. So, classically, throughout this Masechta, Rabbi Yehuda is the Machmir, and Rabbi Shimon is the Mekel. Here, regarding this din of Mekalkalin, here we're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda is Mekel with regards to Kilkol, and Rabbi Shimon seemingly is going to be more Machmer than Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going to say, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda, Braisa Rabbi Shimon. So let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda, the Isli Mekalkol B'chabur Apater, V'lo Yisbar Sheikha. So Shita Rabbi Yehuda is that if you do an act of Kilkol, your Potter, as we mentioned, the malachas of Shabbos have to be constructive. According to Yehuda, anytime you do an act of kilkul, you're going to be potter. Rashi says, "Really, nira masnis and Yehuda. What's the pshat? What do we mean to say by saying our mission is going to be Yehuda? Darma malachas in tzich legufa chayiv ala. So now we're coming back to malachas in tzich legufa. Shita Yehuda is malachas in tzich legufa is chayiv ala. Hilchach chiyuva de chayvel betzarech lekalbari. So the case where you're mechuyev in a case of chavala is b'tzarech lekalboi, u'mavir b'tzarech le'efrei mishkach isla. That will be the situation where we will find it. Da'av obi de mekalkalu etzol malacha atzma. So even though regarding the actual malacha, the malacha which we did is a kilkel. So the actual malacha which I did was a kilkel. But regarding someone else, something else, it's good. So, in other words, I go ahead and I do an act of the actual malacha which I've done is a kilkel, meaning to say I gave a chabura to someone, I did a chavala to someone, and that is an act of kilkel. Shita Rabbi Yehuda is the mekalkel is potter. Elamai, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is going to be mechayiv is because the dog is going to enjoy the blood. The dog is going to enjoy licking the blood and so on. Or I did an act of kilkel by burning down a goddish. So Rabbi Yehuda really would pater mitzah that, because kol mekalkal paturin, but being that Shita Rabbi Yehuda is malach hashem tzrich legufa is chayiv, so it happens to be that also there is something else which came out of this, namely the ashes which were generated, so mitzad that Rabbi Yehuda is going to be mechayiv you. So dava bida mekalkalu etzel malacha atzmo, the actual malacha is considered to be a kilkel mizakenu etzel acherim, but it's a tikkun regarding the others. Rabbi Yehuda ki agavna malachi ho mishum tikkun acherim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's just an act of kilkel, pure kilkel, Rabbi Yehuda patters. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol mekalkin is patur." Any act of kilkel is patur. But if there's going to be something else which comes out, which would call a melacha shenitzef legufa, Reb Yehuda would be mechayev. So therefore, our Mishnah, which says, kol mekalkalin paturin, is going like Reb Yehuda. Only in a situation where there's something else which comes out of it, would Reb Yehuda be mechayev. I fraktuash kashav apogam the reish of the masnisin ukimna kerib shimon, the ktani kireal mesay potter, safer Reb Yehuda. Like we mentioned in the beginning, we said that the Gemara Kuvayamid Beis says that our Mishnah, which speaks about Kareh Bechamasei Valmesei, is going like Reb Shimon. Now we're saying Kolam Ekalkulim Peturin is going like Reb Shimon. It is going like Reb Yehuda. So Shitas Reb Yehuda is that all cases of Mekalkul are going to be Potter. And we're saying that the Braisa is going like Reb Shimon. Let's just see this Rashi. Rashi says the Braisa Reb Shimon. The Amar Malacha She'ein Etzich Legufa Potter Allah. He holds that Malacha She'ein Etzich Legufa is Potter. Hilchach Ein Lecha Chayvel U'Maver She'ein Mekalta. That there's no such thing of a case of Chayvel U'Maver, which will not be a case of Kilkul. V'afilu Maver Eitzim Le Ba'or Lekdei Rosti. Even if you burn wood in fire for the sake of your kedera, mekalkal hu etzel etzim, umashu mesaken etzel acherim, the fact that something else good happens to come out as a result of that, leb shimei lechoshev, da malach shim tzich legufi, ela mishum de mekalkal bechavala ubahavara chayiv, meaning according to Shimon, there's no way he's going to be mechayev you for some side reason. The fact that there's, you have, that the dog is getting blood and the fact that you're getting ashes. That would all be malacha shein tzricha legufa. And meaning the actual malacha is, I'm injuring someone. And the fact that something else happens, but, you know, by the way, that there's going to be blood, that's malacha shein tzricha legufa. That wouldn't be enough of a reason to be mechayev. And so says Rashi, but if you are going to tell me a potential chiyuv, elamishum de mekalkel bechavala ubehavara chayiv kvi alaf lekamei. Shitas Reb Shimon is that if you have a case of kilkel by chavala and havara, those are two exceptions. Those are cases where you will be mechuyiv, like the Gemara is going to explain now. So again, the Mishnah is going to be Yehuda, and therefore all mekalkel really are going to be potter. If it happens to be that agav, something else comes out, which is beneficial, then Reb Yehuda will be mechayev because of Malach Shein Tzich Legufa. And Reb Shimon says, no, Malach Shein Tzich Legufa is going to be potter, and the only reason why it's mechayev must be because he holds by chayvel and mavir, those cases are mechayev you. Says the Gemara, my time with Reb Shimon. What's the source of Reb Shimon that chayvel and mavir are going to be reasons to be mechayev you? My time with Reb Shimon, midetzrich kra lemishrei mila hachayvel ba'al mechayev. When the Torah says that on the eighth day you're allowed to do bris mila, meaning even if the eighth day is on Shabbos, you're allowed to do bris mila. So we have a pasuk ubiyim hashmini yimol b'star orlasa, which tells me even if it's Shabbos, meaning I need a pasuk. Now, one second. If doing a chavala anyway is mutter min haTorah, because chayvel is destructive, and if you do a destructive act, it's not a malacha, so then why do I need a pasuk to tell me if you go out and you cut skin of bris mila, it's mutter to do? Of course it's mutter to do, because it's a destructive act, and the destructive acts, you just told me, are not machuyev min haTorah. Elamai, says Reb Shimon, it must be that destructive acts, chayvel, is enough to be mechayev. Chayvel is an exception. Again, my time to Reb Shimon, meditzach kral a mishri mila. In fact, the Torah means it's a matter mila. Ha chayvel ba'alma, it's mashma, that a regular case of chavala is chayev. And so too, umida asarachmana havara gabi baskayim. In fact, the Torah forbade doing Mises Bezdin, killing a baskayin, havara gabi baskayin, shmamino maver ba'alma chayiv. Yes, you're not allowed to do this, but it must be because havara is oster to do. Let's take a look at these two Rashis. Rashi says, "Mid itzich kro b'yem hashmini b'yoyim is yisera." The b'yem is extra. But filu b'shabbos, it comes to teach me when can you do mila? Filu b'shabbos. Now, 1 second, mila chayvul. Mila is an act of chavala. Michlal the shamik kalkon the chabura chayiv. So it must be the reason why the Torah had to especially matter mila is because general chavala is aser. Generally, usually it's going to be aser, but here it's mutter. Umid aser chmana havar de baskayin the Shabbos lakaman mepekar bleza de mila is because havara ba'alma is chayiv, and as you might have thought that maybe doing Mises Bezdin where there's a mitzvah involved, maybe it's mutter. No, havara is also, you're not allowed to do havara on Shabbos, even though it's an act of kilkel. So Lamaisa does come out that even though we've mentioned three cases where Reb Yehuda is machmir, he's machmir by Muktzin, he's machmir by Malachashin Sich Legufa, he's machmir by Davashin Miskavin, but by Mekalkel, Reb Yehuda is Mekel, and by Mekalkel, or Lir, by Chival and Mavir, Reb Shimon is going to be Machmir. Now, Mechira, Reb Shimon has got a good raya. He's bringing a raya from Mila, that from the fact that the Torah needed to matter Mila, it must be that, in general, Chavala is Osir. So what is Reb Yehuda going to do with that? What is Reb Yehuda going to do with Reb Shimon's rayas? So says the Gemara, Reb Yehuda, Hasa misakinu. We don't look at Mila as an act of kilkul. We look at Mila as an act of tikkun. Hasa misakinu. Kudravashi dam ravashi. Mali lisakin. Mila, mali lisakin kli. What difference does it make if you're fixing up the place of the Mila? What difference does it make if you fix up a keli? Meaning there is an imperfection either in the keli or in the body, and it needs to be fixed up. It's not considered to be a destructive act, it's considered to be a constructive act, and therefore it's bechlal not considered to be destructive in nature. Rashi says, Mali misakin kli honami misakin gavro, the yesh malacha b'tikun zeh. So this is considered to be an act of tikun, so you have no raya. And so too, Mali levashel psila, Mali levashel samamanim. What difference does it make if you are cooking the psila, the lead, to do havaras bas koyin? What difference does it make if you're cooking the samamanim to dye the tapestries in the Mishkan? They're both considered to be acts, positive acts, and so on. Says Rashi, bishel psila shu madlik psila shel aver. They would boil up the lead. That's not considered to be a kill goal. And so on. And therefore, these are not considered to be destructive acts at all. These are considered to be constructive acts, in which case you have no proof. So again, just to sum up what we've said over here, we said that our nation says, Kalamakalakul Baturin. Rabbi Avayu taught a brice in front of Rabbi Yechon, which says there's two exceptions. Chayvul Omaver. And he was coming from the Sugin Baba Kama, which seems to say that there's a din of Kamle Bidarabamine. And there's only going to be a din of Kamle Bidarabamine that you're going to be exempt from Tashlumin if you're Mechuyev Misa. And the case over there is when you did an act of Chavalah. The case over there is when you destroyed and you burnt down the haystack. So you see, says Rabbi Avayu, like my brisa, that Chayvul Omaver are exceptions. To which Rabbi Yechon said, no, it's not true, it ain't a Mishnah. And if it is a Mishnah, it's only because of something constructive which you did. Our Mishnah seems to say, Kol Mekalkel Baturin. So it seems to be we've got a kasha between the Mishnah and the brisa. So the way we resolve everything is by saying, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And the general default setting is all cases of Mekalkel are potter, always. All Mekalkel are potter. If it happens to be that something beneficial comes out as a byproduct of your malacha, the reason why you're chayiv is only because Reb Yehuda holds malacha shin tzuch leguf is chayiv. And Reb Shimon disagrees. So the only possible reason why you could be chayiv according to Rav Shimon is not because of the Malach Hashin Tzrich Legufa, because Rav Shimon holds the Malach Hashin Tzrich Legufa is potter. Alamai must be only because he holds Mekalkel in these cases is going to be chayiv. What are its proofs? Its proofs are from the fact that the Torah had to matter Mila, Mashma, that usually an act of Chavolah is going to be Aser. And from the fact that the Torah forbade Sreifas Baskayin, the Havara of Baskayin, it's because Havara is Aser. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with both of those proofs, because he says both of those things are considered to be constructive in nature, and not destructive, in which case you have no Raya. Let's just finish to the Mishnah. We said the shear of Malabein and a few of these Malachas is Rechiv Sitzkat. We said, what was the Lashon? We said Kamalei Rechav Hasit Kafel. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Machvi Kafel, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ami Machvi Poshet. So it seems to be a question as to how they showed on their fingers what a sit kafel is. Remember, we said a sit kafel is two of these. Now, a sit kafel, you can either go like that twice, which is the same as using your finger and your etzba. That is double the amount of that. So Rashi says that the Rabbi Yosef was machvi haya sit kafel the masdis and kafel mamish. Berevach katsa shebein etzba la'ama. Mishah Shnei Pamim, you evaluate it twice. It's exactly this twice. Once, twice. Whereas Rav Chiya Bar Ami was Machli Poshet, Revach Shebein Goydel Le'etzba Pam Echad, who called for the Masnissen. Sheish Bar Kiflayim Ka'isa Shebein Alam Abetzba. So he did it, instead of doing it like this twice, he did it like this once, to show the shear of Rechav Sitz Kafel. Let's just see the Mishnah so we can at least get on to Kavav and Beis. The Mishnah says, Rav Yehuda Omer Hatzad Tzipor L'Migdol. If a person traps a bird into a migdol, Rashi says, Shechnis L'Migdol Meister Balaz. So it seems to be like, I don't know, maybe I guess probably like a closet is probably the best example. It's not just like a big tower, but it's a smaller confined area. Vitzvi labayis, and so too, if you chase a deer into your house, that is considered to be meleches tzeda. That's meleches tzeda. And your chayev. Chachamim meimim tzipor lemigdol. I agree. Only if you put it into a confined area like a closet will you be chayev. Vitzvi, but a deer would be, says the Bach, the Tzvi, Labayis, Lagina, Lachatzer, could be either into a house, or into a garden, or into a courtyard. Argus says Biva, which is a type of enclosure. All these things are also considered to be an act of Tzeda. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Lo Yikala Bivar in Shavin, not all enclosures are the same, meaning, what is the rule of thumb to know as to whether or not a person has been over on Meleches Tzeda? So, Zahaklau Mechuset Tzeda Potter. Sheina Mechuset Tzeda Chayiv. Meaning, you want to know if you have done an act of Tzeda. So, if you now wanted to go and grab the animal, it would be difficult for you to grab the animal. So, clearly you haven't trapped it. In other words, if I want to trap a deer, and what do I do to the deer? I bring it into Wembley Stadium and then I close the door. Okay, great, but if I'm going to try and run after the deer, I'm never going to be able to get it. It's going to run away from me every time. So clearly, by me bringing it into the Wembley Stadium, I have not trapped it successfully. But if I bring it into a small room, which is Dalad al Dalad, and it can't run anywhere, so if in the next time when I try and grab it, it's not a Mechuset Tzeda, so that shows that I was successful in trapping it. But if next time it is Mechuset Tzeda, then I haven't trapped it. So Rashi says, Mechuset Tzeda shekosher l'tofsei, if it's difficult for you to grab it, then that's considered that I didn't actually trap it properly. But if it's not Mechuset Tzeda, I just walk in and I grab it, then that's considered that I did an act of Seder. Okay, I guess we will have to call it here, and we'll try and pick up some ground tomorrow.